regulars in our church, you know how that goes. We are going to have missionaries be speaking all week. I believe we have a schedule of speakers right on the other side of the offering box if anybody is curious as to who's speaking on what nights. And we're going to be going every night at 7 o'clock, so that's Sunday through Sunday. Some people have told me, asked me if we were going to have prayer meetings beforehand, but for mission conference, we don't normally have prayer meetings beforehand. We do that for revivals. I'm not sure why that is, but but you can still pray, and we'd appreciate it if you pray. But there won't be any organized prayer meetings, so it'll actually start on Sunday morning. Both Sunday mornings, we're going to have dinner on the grounds here. And so prepare for that. And then every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And throughout the week, we're going to have 10:30 meetings here at the morning, here at the church, for missionaries and anybody else that wants to swing by. And there are going to be open meetings and prayer meetings where we're going to be praying every morning. And then we're going to have a lunch for the missionaries every day after that. So as far as sign-up sheets, volunteering, I haven't looked at the sign-up sheets to see who's all that signed up, but we need people to provide the noon meal for the missionaries on the Monday through Friday, or through Saturday. So look and see if there's any gaps and sign up, and two or three of you can get together if you need to and kind of team up. And then we also need nursery workers for this coming week. And so if you could be thinking about that, volunteer, pray, and then, you know, work out your schedule so that you can set aside as much time as possible to attend. This is a time that we set aside, not specifically for revival, although that may have a part of it, but we need to remind ourselves and challenge ourselves as to our part in world missions and world evangelism. And so that is the focus of these meetings, is getting the gospel to every creature in the world. And while that might entail being a better soul winner yourself, or of getting burdened to tell your neighbor, the main emphasis is our church's responsibility to do something to get the gospel to people in other countries that can't pay us back. And so if you'll be praying for these meetings, that God would lead and direct us as to what he wants us to do, because believe me, we need his leading, we need his guidance, we need his direction. It's not enough for us just simply to have a meeting. We need the Lord, and we need him to be with us. So keep those meetings in your prayers coming up this Sunday. I don't have anything specific that I need to announce this week. Is anybody here? You've already been saved and you've come today prepared to be baptized. Is there anybody today? All right. Well, we're going to have some special music, and then Brother Brian Tebow is going to come bring our message.
Ladies.
Bless the Lord.
To proclaim to
We are going to be in the book of 2 Chronicles in chapter 30 today. Second Chronicles in chapter 30. Kind of lead up to the passage that I'm going to be reading is if you'll look at the context, at the scenario, we're in the middle, the very beginnings of the reign of a young man named Hezekiah. 25-year-old man who inherited the kingdom of Israel from his father and began to institute reforms in the land. And I instituted some incredible changes. Israel had been on the downside, gotten involved in a lot of idolatry and a lot of wickedness, and had been suffering quite a bit economically, spiritually, physically, as a result of the wrong direction that the country had been taking, and specifically because of Hezekiah's dad, Ahaz. And so in this reform, he reinstituted the Passover, which hadn't been celebrated in what we're estimating to be at least 16 years, probably even longer than that. And so what he did is he's sending out letters. There was no internet back in that day, no radio, no ham, no way to be able to communicate. So the only way to communicate was to put physical letters in men's hands and then send them through the land and have them give this announcement. And the announcement was that Israel was going to again celebrate the Passover that year. And they were rushing this thing through. They were going to be a little bit late as far as the dates were concerned, but Hezekiah figured that probably was going to be a letters from the king and his princes throughout all Israel and Judah, and according to the commandment of the king, saying, "Ye children of Israel, turn again unto the Lord Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you that are escaped out of like your fathers and like your brethren, which trespassed against the Lord God of their fathers, who therefore gave them up to desolation, as ye see. Be not stiff-necked in yourselves of the Lord, and enter into his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your